Prologue. Before the storm, there was silence. A silence that stretched across the fields of Ibera like a held breath. The kingdom had known peace once. It had known honor, light, and laughter. But time, like a relentless tide, eroded even the strongest stone. Sir Corwin had not always been a lion. He had been a boy once, too. Wide-eyed and bruised, staring up at a sky filled with stars and questions. He dreamed of steel, of honor, of protecting those who could not protect themselves. This is not a tale of dreams fulfilled. This is a tale of a vow kept far beyond reason, of a kingdom rotting from within, of love and brotherhood, and betrayal so deep it carved its name into stone, the ripples from which extending into the far reaches of time. It is the tale of the last days of a dying knight, of a lion's oath, and of the child who would carry the kingdom on her shoulders long after the last sword fell.